Good morning. This past week was Daf Chaf Hei, the second parak of Maseches Ksubis. The sugya that we're working on right now had started already before. We saw there was a braisa, the braisa on the Chaf Dalid. Says as follows, right? Someone says, "Ani koyin b'chaveri koyin, neman la'achila v'shuma v'nem la'asiyah yusha, ad shiyu gimel." Shnayim yidmal zeh, shnayim yidmal zeh. Yehudoyim, afin neman la'achila v'shuma ad shiyu shloisha. Shnayim yidmal zeh, shnayim yidmal zeh. There's machlekes over there in that Mishnah. Made on someone that he's a kohen, and it's concern. It's concerning two different issues. It has as far as achilas truma. Is he a kohen that we could give him truma? And lahasiya isha, which Rashi explains, and isha miuchesses because of milas yuchsin, so that we would need to verify whether he's himself is a miuches this that he's a kohen. The Gemara came out. Iboy Yisema, one Chavdal on the base, that the Machlokes and the reasoning why Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need two Edim for Truma is because of Malin Mitruma Luyuchsin. That's Machlokes. Yehuda holds that if we see someone who's eating truma, then that's a basis for us that he's a kohen concerning yuchsin. Being that yuchsin is dependent on his eating truma, so therefore truma itself will need, in order to be able to give him truma, will need the conditions of yuchsin. Everyone agrees that yuchsin requires two edim. And therefore, that's the machlekes as far as truma. Where everyone agrees that really yuchsin mitzaras minis beizedim truma mitzad itself would be sufficient to have an eid echad. The machlekes over here is that if you hold ma'am the truma liyuchsin, so by the fact that a person will allow a person to eat truma will bring about that will rightfully assume that he's a kohen concerning yuchsin, being that eating truma has a bearing on yuchsin, therefore it itself will therefore have the requirements for yuchsin itself, because that's what it means. There could be blue the holes in malm truma yuchsin. That's what truma itself needs to have beis edim. That's what we saw in the Gemara over there. Now the Gemara at that point started discussing different things which could we be mala from one to the next. The Gemara discussed shtaris. Gemara spoke about if you have someone, one of the two people in the shtar, right? Ma'avaloive, lekech, moicher, is titled as a kohen, and the edim sign on the transaction. The fact that in the shtar he's titled as a kohen and we have Eden, which saw in the shtar, could that verify his status as kohen? That the Gemara said that there was a machlokes about that. That's based on whether the Eden are only made on the money shtar, the actual transaction. They're not giving a haskoma to the titles, or that akula milsa, the Gemara says. Right, that Gemara says machlekes hamiroim. Right, that Gemara says. Then the Gemara went further to talk about mahu lahalas mesias kapayim liyuchsin. Mesias kapayim liyuchsin. Someone is being noisy kapov as a kohen. Right, he's what we call duchening. The word duchen really refers to the platform itself that they stand on, and it sort of became a from the from the noun form into the verb form. That's what that means, right?
Blessing your children.
Okay.
Blessing your children.
Maybe, yeah. So that was the Shiloh over here. Birds around the house and sees kapayim v'yuchsin. And the Gemara explained that what the tzadim over here are, what lies in the Nesias Kapayim in relation to Truma. The Gemara says that this Shiloh is non-dependent on what you hold as far as Truma, because Nesias Kapayim might have a stronger reason for us to base off that as that he should have a din of a Kohen Gabi Yuchsin. And there's a litachis that said that it's weaker. Right? The Gemara says in Sanechon that it's stronger because the fact that Nesias Kapayim is done befarhesia, so that requires a big asus which people usually don't have. So if a person is going to get up and do that, he's going to be Nesias Kapayim Barabim. That itself should serve as a raya that he's a verified kohen. That's what it has over truma. Truma is something which is not necessarily eaten before hesiyam. It mitzin l'gemara says le'idach gisa is like the gemara that as far as the oinish for a zor, someone that's not right to do nesis kapayim as opposed to put the oinish of someone it's not right to eat truma, that the repercussions of truma are much stronger. So someone who's getting involved in that, you know, as far as that's concerned, the right would be stronger as far as truma is concerned. So Mar told that I was a machlekes, and the Gemara over there proceeded by asking that what's the halacha. That's Rav Nachman by Yitzchak asked Rava. Mahu lahalis and Nesias Kapayim v'yuchsin. He told him, well, you know, it's machlokes. That's what we just had before. Told him hilchas amai, and he himself went to be machriya the shaila based on braises. So let's pick up the gemara from over here. Hilchas amai omalei anom asniti yadan ledesanyu. Rabbi Yisrael gudoylo chazoko shenema. Bryce says as follows: Gedoy lechazaka. When you see the power of chazaka, of maintaining the status, that's what the halacha of chazaka is in general. It's something. It's a power which tells us that we could, or we must, maintain the status of something. Gedoy lechazaka shenema. The Gemara brings the psukim over here. The pasuk says as follows: Umnei akrihan bnei Chovay bnei Hakoitz bnei Barzilai. The Gemara refers to a Kuhuna family, which the pasuk relates them today to bnei Barzilai. Asher lokach mebnei Barzilai hagilodi isha vayikarei al shmom. Kohanim family that actually the wives were from Barziga Hagiladi, which was not a Kohen family, and they carried the name of Barziga Hagiladi. So the pasuk means Ela Bikshuk Sova Misyachasim Vleinim So Vayigoylu Menakohunu. This family, they tried to verify their yichus. Bikshuk Sova Hamisyachasim. Some kind of verification to verify their yichus that they are kohanim. V'loinim so, and they weren't able to verify. Therefore, vayigoyalu mina kohuna. So therefore, they were disqualified from kohuna. Vayoyma hatishos solohem asher lo yoichlu mekodesh hakodoshim As a result of this, so Nehemiah, who was called to Shasan, he told them that being that they couldn't produce the Ksav Yichus, so they told them, he told them, Asher lo yoichum kodesh hakadoshim ad amoid kohen urim v'tumim. So he told them that therefore they're not going to be able to, from here on in, they're not going to be able to eat from kodesh hakadoshim, kodesh mizbeach. So the Moris, the Brisa says as follows. Omar lohem. So the Brisa is translating what resulted from this pasuk over here. Hare atem bechazkaschem bameh hayisem oichlem begoylo. Because he told them that they can't eat mikodesh hakadoshim. I said that would imply that there's something specifically that they can't eat. But they could, and they, we will accept them as kohanim, considering something else. And therefore, this is what he was telling them. Till this point, at these people they came from Bavel, Eretz Yisrael, and they rebuilt the second Beis Hamikdash, and now it became relevant. Kodesh Mizbeach. And there was a yichus verification that went on over here at this point to allow people to perform as kohanim. They weren't able to verify, so therefore the psak on them was that whatever they were doing till now, bigoyla, kotre hakvul, refers to things which is non-dependent on Beis HaMikdash, even things out of the Beis HaMikdash. So whatever they were acting as Kohanim till now, Bechaz Kaskim, they remain in their status as Kohanim, they'll continue that. Avkam Kodesh HaGvul. However, Kodesh HaMizbeach, right, which was a new issue, right, because they didn't have that, so that they wouldn't be accepted. Let's see the Rashi on that. The strength of Chazaka. Bezdin cannot be mighty something from its Chazaka. And in this psukim, this is mivur that the power of koyach. Bikshu ksav hamisyach. Zok Rashi, sheyu koyhanim ksherim. They were required to verify their yichus, that their kohanim ksherim. The fee shehischatnu kohanim begoylo begoyei haaretz v'yuldu lahem bonim k'lisiv b'sefer Ezra v'heim chalolim. So Rashi explains over here that the issue was kohanim psulim. That's what Rashi explains. Now, what causes the chalolos? In the Rashi says that they married Goyei Ha'aretz V'yod L'hem Bonim. So, if not, what this means over here. That if it means that they married non-Jewish wives, so it's not an issue of Chalolim, right? Then the halacha is that the children are have a dinner of the mother. Right? So the Chalolim that Rashi is explaining over here, what causes the Chalolos? Right, you saw over here. Mm-hmm. Someone explained the Rashi. What does Rashi mean? V'heim chalolim. Right, kohanim ksherim. Rashi says that the issue is as if we have kohanim psulim, which are chalolim. What do you say?
They married gerim. No.
Okay. Right. So that would be an explanation on that. Right. That if they didn't even though the psukim taka do talk about issues of marrying Goyish wives, but if that's what it was that they were gerim, right? So that would be an Issa Kahuna, which would produce chalom. Very good. So Rashi tells us that the ksav yichus was for a question of kohanim psulim. Right, in order for them to act as perform as kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash, they were required to verify their status as Kohanim, Ksherim. This family was not able to do that. And therefore, Vayigoyalu. So Rashi, that means Nifsilu, Loshon Lechem Igul. Okay, they were Nifsil. They became disqualified from Kohuna. He told them that you'll not be able to partake in kachi kachim. Listen to the pasuk. Ashal yechum kachi akachim. Adam moed kain luurim. So Rashi kaim eshal machaveru atshiyav hamashiach. Duvintum lehoyim become mikdashenim. Shnechzuch mishadvarim. That they didn't have that. So even though there was. They had the simulation, they had the kahuna, but the Urim Tuvim was hidden. They didn't have that in the second Beis HaMikdash, and that's what he was telling them. From here on in, you won't be able to eat. Zok Rashi Mikol Chei Kachim, Dafka Mikol Chei Kachim Paslinum. And the pasuk stresses that they were nifsal from Mikol Chei Kachim, Avol Truma Shohoyi Regilim Bohem Begoylom. But Kol Chei Agvul, for example, Truma. That's something that they were regilim begoilo, they were partaking in that. Lo osar alayhu mishum dehulchzuk hubo, since they were hulchzuk in that. Now apparently, like this is that like Mashmoy Sadvaram over here, it was not verified that they were psulim, because if they were, then they wouldn't be able to take that either, right? There was just a lack of a positive verifying. Bikshu k'safim k'safim, right? V'le motzu, they weren't able to verify. But on the other hand. That right, it wasn't verified otherwise. So the difference over here is the koyach of chazok, right? Apparently, let's say there was a sofik as far as that's concerned, and the chazok, the fact that they were performing as kohanim until now, right? That's the gdol chazok that we couldn't that the sofik concerning the yichus. Could not affect whatever they were doing until now. That's the gedol chazoko, that their status is kohen concerning what they were doing until now remain intact. But as far as taking on new things, kochei mizbeach, that there was no chazoka concerning that.
So are we talking about the chalalim themselves, that they couldn't, or? The chalalim themselves, they're the ones.
Well, see, like,
or the fathers.
First of all, this is what we just mentioned now. When you say chalal, just to be clear over here, that let's say we'll call them sofik chalalim, right?
Right.
Because they're not verified chalalim, because if they were, then there'll be no issue over here. Right. Okay, right? So that's what we're talking about. Right. Yeah.
Are you talking about the father or the chalalim themselves?
That's what I'm wondering.
I mean, at least the chalalim themselves. As far as the halacha of the father, so that's already a different issue, because we know that a kohen who marries a geiris, he himself does not become a cholom, doesn't really affect his status. There might be such a halacha that being that he's be'isser with an isha, so we would not allow him to conduct as a kohen, but not make her a din. He doesn't get the din of a cholom, right? So his din doesn't really change.
Mm-hmm. So he could eat from the.
In the Khar, we're not dealing with such a person, because then we would know who he was married to, right?
Yeah.
If we're talking about the father, you know.
Well, why is there a suffix?
Right. Right.
So his father's status doesn't change.
Right, yeah. Father says it's changed by marrying a Gurus.
And also, I was wondering, Gabi, the Yuchsin, what was their din in Babel?
Well, we're going to see in a minute over here. Right. We're going to get back to your point in a minute over here, because the Gemara by us, right? We're dealing with the shaila of Malmin Siskfan Yuchsin. The Yuchsin in the sugya that we're talking about till now was the Hasiya Isha,
right?
Which is really something that she was pointing out, which is relevant in Babel also. There's a Yuchsin aspect.
Just a quick side point. Were you learning that Ezra and Nechemiah are the same person?
No.
No. Okay.
Okay. I mean, yeah. Same people, just Tashosa and Nechemiah.
And Nechemiah, but yeah. That's not Ezra.
Okay. Right. Fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see. So Zok Rashi. Kotchei Agvul, we saw Chumash and Nagim Gvul, Chosin Gvul, is Afkan the Kotchei Agvul. Now Zok Rashi, Umi the Omer Abyei Sigdei Lechazok, Shmami no, Nesiz Kapayim Nami Loi Osar Alayu. Zok Rashi.
Which Rashi?
See, Afkan. Afkan bekotche hagvul zok drashi umido omar Rabbi Yosi gdei lechazoko. Rabbi Yosi is saying that in this pasuk we see chazoko working gdei lechazoko, and that's what maintained their status as kohanim concerning things that they did begoilo. So therefore, it would follow shmam nesis kvaim namelei osar alayim. So it would seem to be from over here that they also didn't prevent them from doing the Nesiyas Kapayim. That they did Epic Gvulin. Okay, alright, so you see from this Gemara on a note on the side over here that that Nesiyas Kapayim at that point was done in Gvulin, right? This that we don't do Nesiyas Kapayim on a general basis by us at Eretz Yisrael, right, is a more recent thing. Yeah. So Zok Rashi say it follows that and this is what's in the Gei Nasugi over here. That means that these people, the Bnei Barzilai, that they were allowed to continue on to eat Shuma and to do Nesiyas Kapayim, and they were prevented from Kodesh Mizbeach. Now the Gemara, let's hear the Gemara. So this is the Gemara's Raya, Rava's Raya, to the Ikushal of Mal Mi Nesiyas Kapayim Liyuchsin. So the Gemara, V'yisaka Dayetach Mal Mi Nesiyas Kapayim Liyuchsin, were the halacha to be that we could take out from the fact that a person is doing Nesiyas Kapayim that he's a verified kohen concerning yuchsin, hani, kiven the pasi yidayhu, these people, since they're continuing to do Nesiyas Kapayim, they should be concerned. Osil asukinu, we should have a concern that'll lead for us to be male liyuchsin. Now, what does the Gemara mean with that? So Rashi says as follows: V'isakatay dechosel asukinu u'ma ho'ilu b'takonosam. So let's hear what this means. What Nehemiah was doing over here was that he was trying to verify and that kohanim who perform in the Beis HaMikdosh should have a basis for their status as kohanim, and that's why he required ksav yichus. These people not, so they were not accepted. So something more. Well, if you hold that malin minisis kapayim liyuchsin, so then he didn't gain anything. You know, with this purification process by requiring a ksav yichus, because there'll be a concern in berevois hayomim and sometime in the future that being that the halacha is malin misis kapayim liyuchsin, so being that these people are because of gdei lechazoka they're remaining to do misis kapayim, so eventually they're going to be. They're going to make their way to the mizbeach because one is based on the other. So the Mar was bringing the Rai L'chari Sifim over here that if he felt that he was able to weed out the kohanim that are not verified, must be that there's no that there's no concern, and there's no basis for Yuchsin to follow from the Nesias Kapayim. Otherwise, then he didn't gain anything. That's what Rashi means. Ma hoil b'takonosum. What did they gain? So the Gemara at this point is saying that this is what Rav is saying, that I see a raya from over here that ain mal me sis kapayim yuchsin. Now let's talk about Shlomo Shaila over here. I mean that the yuchsin in this Gemara is that Gemara is talking about in relevant to what he's saying over here is kachim mizbech. That's what the Gemara means over here. Right? Now, our Gemara till this point, when we discussed the Yuchsin, you know, it was negay to Lasi Isha. So, on that, the question that's being raised over here is that, I mean, whatever was happening in Goyla, they were considered Kohanim, so wouldn't that have been concerning Yuchsin? It sounds like to us that Yuchsin itself has different dinim over here. Yuchsin is negiyah to asir yisha, and now there's a yuchsin concerning kachim mizbeach. Right, so it would seem like that there's taka two topics over here. Now, what we need to know is that we're always talking about malin misis kapayim liyuchsin, right? But what about as far as asir yisha? Right, which is more refers to that as yuchsin, and to be doing it in the Beis Hamikdash. More never discussed this shiloh over here that malin mahub to be malah from yuchsin to yuchsin, right? And that lechur is really what's there's more of an issue. It's not merely an issue of malin from. The sea is kapayim, but it's in malam yuchsin liyuchsin. That really should be the shaila. So the issue over here is if there's a question to ask over here, it's really not relevant to specifically to the sea is kapayim. There's a question as far as yuchsin itself is concerned. I think that's
yuchsin liyuchsin.
Yuchsin the word till now when we discussed yuchsin meant lasiya yisha.
Yeah.
Right? That's one yuchsin topic.
Right.
And the yuchsin topic that the Gemara over here is discussing is as far as serving in the Beis Hamikdash.
Ah.
Right? So that's what we mean to say. Meyuchsin, the yuchsin is that they were accepted. Right? If the Gemara is saying that they were considered Kohanim B'goyla, right? So as far as yuchsin was concerned, It would seem that they were considered regular kohanim in Goyle.
And what you're interesting is because the whole question that they asked Rava was Nesias Kapayim LeYuchsin,
right.
And because he brought a riot to here, and this Ezra's only talking about Kodshim Mizbeach. It's not talking about Lahasi Isha.
Right.
That's what you're saying.
Right. Right.
It's sort of assuming in the Gemara that the two were like, yeah, you know, code, you know, one category.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe mm-hmm. that's not true.
Mm-hmm. Right. See, even if it's not necessarily one category, but then it lachar doesn't have to do with the Nesias Kapayim specifically, right? Then you think that you know it would have to do with that, right? That's the two facets of yuchsin, what the Gemara refers to as yuchsin. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a point. It's a point which maybe needs a little bit of explanation over here. Right. Yuchsin.
And then could you connect them by saying that when they brought the korbanos, they brought them, you had to be one of the 24 families, and that's why you would call it yuchsin. You have to be miyuchas to that family. So then...
Mm-hmm. Right.
But how does that help?
Well, that would explain why we'd say well, that, that yuchsen, doing avoda would be called yuchsen.
Well, just, right, just right, the right, terminology. Right,
terminology, yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it would connect the two concepts in general. Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So what we're asking over here is manushah. If these two aspects of yuchsen are one thing, so then you know, why didn't that help them continue on? And Elamai, you see that it's two different aspects. If it's two different aspects, so the issue that the Gemara talks about, that what could be derived from what? Nesi'is Kapayim from Nesi'is Kapayim to Yuchsin, it would seem more accurate that the issue that the Gemara should be bothered by Meyuchsin the Yuchsin. That was the question. Mm-hmm. Okay, that is a question. We'll need to be mavar that answer, what the answer to that is. Okay, but right now let's carry on in the Gemara. Let's hear the Gemara. So the Gemara is bringing a raya right now at this point that we see that it would seem to be that we're not ma'al nesi is kapayim the yuchsin. Rashi explains the Gemara that because if we were ma'al nesi is kapayim the yuchsin, so this sifting process, we'll call it, right, that Nehemiah was trying to do is going to backfire, because if the halacha allows that we could take from Nesi'is Kapayim to Yuchsin, which now this much you see in the Gemara, that if you hold Ma'al Nesi'is Kapayim to Yuchsin, even though the Gemara's Yuchsin that Gemara was talking about till now was Nasi Yisha, but in this context, the Gemara's Yuchsin is talking about Kachim Mizbeach, and that much is clear in the Gemara, that if you hold Malin, Nasi's Kapayim LeYuchsin, it will affect both aspects of Yuchsin, right? Not only Nasi Yisha, but it would, when it's negated to Kachim Mizbeach, that's what the Gemara is saying over here. Right, so Ma'ahil b'takanosin, that's what Rashi explains.
The Iker is chasum and asefer, because we're trying to bring proof to Nesi'is Kapayim, but Nehemiah didn't say anything about Nesi'is Kapayim. He just said, "Ariatem b'chazkasim, you can continue eating truma."
Right. So that's what Rashi explains. Right.
It doesn't even bring it in the Gemara at all. Anything about this? I know Rashi says it, uh-huh. But like, maybe there were not no say kapayim in the Gola. I mean, it's not even in the discussion. What if we approve something to do with truma?
Let's see. When you're saying it's chosim, the Gemara says kotchikvul afkan kotchikvul, right?
That's truma. What do you say? Anything that they did? How do you know they did Nesi'is Kapayim in the Gola? And how do you know they're allowed to continue to do Nesi'is Kapayim?
So, but are you asking on the Rashi or on the Gemara? Let's see where we want to focus the question.
I mean, obviously, the Gemara makes no sense without Rashi, because the Gemara is trying to prove whether Nesi'is Kapayim is Malas Yuchsin, and without this, it wouldn't be relevant to our topic. So Rashi connects it, but where does Rashi get that from, and why doesn't the Gemara say it?
So where Rashi gets it from, like you're saying, right? That's what's happening in the Gemara, right? That's definitely mukach in the Gemara. That's what's happening. Now, if you want to ask a question on the Gemara itself, let's say, right? So it would seem from the Gemara that Gemara, regardless, is assuming that they were noig as kohanim begoilu. That's what the Gemara, right, is taking on. There's no reason for us.
It doesn't even say that.
What?
It doesn't even say that.
No, the Gemara doesn't say that.
It's an implicit assumption, doesn't it?
Well, the Gemara says it. You want to know the apostle doesn't say that?
No, the Gemara doesn't say it.
The Gemara says kotchigul, right? Right? Haratem b'chaz kaschem b'mayisim oichlim b'goylu b'kotchigul. Right? So the Gemara definitely talks about what they were doing. The Gemara is assuming that they were performing as kohanim.
Right.
Right? So there's no reason for us to think that there was only a partial.
With, over there with Nehemiah, it's not clear that he didn't see his kavayim.
Okay, but is there any reason why it should have been different?
No.
L'char, right? L'char, there's no reason why it should be any different. So that's why it's a given, right? Because, you know, if there's any reason to believe that it's a kavayim, then how do we know that they even ate truma, right? So definitely the Gemara tells us, and it's Miduik in the pasuk, that they're being held back of acting as kohanim was not concerning everything. Right?
The words Amalahem Harayat Tembechaz Kaskem is not part of the pasuk in Nehemiah. I assume it's
Gedol Chazaka, right? That's the Gemara saying.
Chazaka that Rabbi Yossi
but he sees this in the pasuk. That's what he sees
it in the pasuk, but it doesn't say those words in the pasuk, right?
Well, there's a deek in the pasuk, right? There's a deek in the pasuk. Pasuk says that they can help, right? It would sound like that they were prevented only from kolchim mizbeach, right? So that's the deek that were only things that was nischadish now when they're coming to after binyan habayis. That's what they were prevented. But things like that's the Moras Dik. I think Kotri Avul, anything that was done in Bavel, that they could continue on acting as Kohanim. Right? That's where the Moras sees that they're doing to see as Kapayim. So let's hear. So actually, the Moras brings a raya that if the Nehemiah wanted to strengthen the backing of the Kohanim, and therefore, you know, you had to have special credentials. So that plan is not going to last, because if the halacha is mamnas is kapayim liyuchsin, is that so eventually they're going to end up doing the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. That's how Rashi explains the Mor's kasha. Now let's just follow through the Mor's answer. On that, the Mor's answer is as follows. No, Shani Hocha de Reyach is Kayum. The Gemara answers that even though really maybe Malin Baloch Taki is Mal Mi Zisias Kapayim Luyuchsen. However, over here, Reyach is Kayum. There's a Reyach, so there's something which there's a weakness in what we're basing it on. Now, what's the Reyach is Kayum? Rashi says as follows. Shani Hocho, the Lekla Mechlish, the Lasukinu. Over here, there's no concern that will apply the halacha of Mal Nesis Kapayim Liyuchsin. Why the Horech is Kayu? Sharei, Hakol Royim Shakri Hanim Oichlin Kotche Hamiz Mikdosh, Vehem Einam Oichlin. And they're not. Yesh kan Heker Godel, Sheyesh Bohen Tzad Psul. So it's recognizable that there's an issue. That means that the concern was sometime in the future.
You're talking about Oakland, or you're talking about doing Avoda? Sharia Kol Ron Sharkan Oakland.
Right.
Why doesn't he say that they don't that everyone else is doing Avoda and they're not doing Avoda?
Hey, what does the pasuk say?
The
pasuk talks about
you can't eat.
I think more talks about right. Loshon of achilus. I thought that's why we're using that terminology.
But the reis says also that they can't do avoda.
Okay, yeah, right. But, no, the reis is the fact that they're not practicing in the full way as kohanim. So what the Gemara means over here is that there's no concern that in the future that we're going to be mal of them misis kapayim to kachim mizbeach, because this that there's a din of malin is only when there's you see that he's functioning as a kohen. There's nothing lacking in his functioning kohen, and then you want to develop a new topic. Yuchsin. That was our issue. Over here, regardless, he's not functioning as regular kohen. So if we were to, at a certain point, wanna upgrade what his status is, well, we'll see that. On the contrary, I mean, till now, why why wasn't he participating in Kodesh Mizbeach? So that in itself is a reisa. So therefore, that's why it doesn't apply the halacha of Malin. So Rashi, yesh kan hekel golus yesh po en tzad psul. There's something that stands out, that there's an issue over here. So Rashi, but when you don't have the Reya, right, that's our Gemara's issue, right? So the Mora Shaila of Malm Sis Kapan Liyuchsin is whether that's a basis by itself. When you have a Sis Kapan without any issues, without any anything, which any questions, the Gemara Shaila is that enough basis to derive that he's a Kohen to Megabe Yuchsin?
But when Bizman Azer has to be Vlasil Isha, there's nothing else.
Right. Right, very good.
It also seems like the whole thing is when there's going to be some change. I mean, as long as they were in Bavel and all you had was Nesias Kapayim and Trumadur Abanin, so they were fine. They're you know, now you have a new thing. Now we've got Kodshim Mizbeach. So the question is, do we go? They, like you're saying, they were a full functioning Kohen here, but based on what Kohanim were doing at that time.
Right, right.
You know, now
right.
We've got a new thing. Can we bring them to the new thing based on you know, saying they were a full functioning Kohen before, they'll be a full functioning Kohen now. So that was the question. Once we finish that whole process and now we're in the new stage, where they're not a full functioning Kohen in the new situation, so then they don't really have a chazaka.
That's a reisa. There's a reisa in that, right? Because they're functioning as a half kohen.
Right.
And that's what it means. So there's no concern because the halacha doesn't apply to this situation. The halacha of malin. That's what the Gemara is coming to say.
Right.
Now. There is a question over here, which Tosis really deals with over here, that we'll see. There's different points where you could ask the question, but let's ask it really initially. That as far as Nechemi was concerned, if the halacha is that Malin Messias Kapayim Lekahuna, so why is it that he required anything more? Right? What was this Ksav Yichus they didn't have? I mean, the halacha is Malin Nisiyas Kapayim Liyuchsin, right? That is the halacha, right? So Tosa asked as a question that the Gemara's raya really should have been from there, right? Because why is the Gemara bringing a raya, you know, after this point? Right, we understand, you know, why Nehemiah, he required whatever he required. Right? That wasn't the issue. The question just is that it's going to backfire, right? Because based on Malin, Sis Kapayim Liyuchsin, people are going to, you know, they'll end up on the Mizbeach, right? Really, the question should have been on Nehemiah himself, right?
Which
Tosis
is that?
The bottom Tosis. Now, this question is on Rashi because Rashi explains that the Reya Cheskayu first started after,
yeah.
Right? So, fine, granted, they have a Reya Cheskayu there, but what about until now, right?
Yeah.
So Hagufa. So, why was Nehemiah requiring anything anymore? So, L'chor, the Moshe brought a Raya from there, right? And then we have no answer to that, right?
I don't understand the question.
See, we're asking a question right now that if the halacha is malin nesis kapayim liyuchsin, so why was it that Nehemiah required anything? What he should have been maler than to the mizbeach mikoyach the fact that they were nesis kapayim.
They're nosek kapayim in Golas, so they should be able to go right now to the mizbeach.
Yeah.
That's the din.
Well, if that's the case, then his whole procedure of looking for ksav yichus and that whole thing.
That's what we're asking. If the halacha is that you could
automatically anybody that didn't see his kapayim in Golas should be able to go right to the mizbeach No questions asked.
If that's the halacha, manas is kafam liyuchsin. That apparently is the halacha. Is that one is dependent on the other. So hagufa kafam, right?
Meaning he's saying that because Ezra didn't do that, because Ezra didn't do that, that should have been Rava's raya.
Raya that you don't pull from the system.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Right.
Okay. Now I got it. Thank you for repeating.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay. So let's see how Tosfos learns the Gemara, and then maybe we could work out Rashi. Let's go to the second line in Tosfos. V'nidra Rabbeinu Tam. V'nidra Rabbeinu Tam, D'reya Cheskayu Hainu Shohoyu Miyachasim Oysam Acha B'nei Barzilai Shohoyo Yisroel. Tosfos says that the Reya Cheskayu the Gemara means it's not something which first happened as after what the way Nehemiah set them up, but the Reya Cheskayu was something initially. Right? The fact that they carried the name of Bnei Barzilai, which was a Yisrael, right? So that was questionable. V'oid shleimotzu ksavom, and they didn't have their ksav. V'heicha de Isra chazaka.
Their fathers married daughters of Barzilai?
That's what Rashi says. Tosfos says that it seems to be like not so clear why they were carrying that name. Was it if it was clear that it was because of the wives, then wouldn't have the problem.
Well, still, maybe it wasn't normal to associate them with their wives' family name. If your last name is Cohn, then why are you going by your wife's last name, which is something else?
Okay. Like upon them, so Tosfos, from Tosfos it would sound like that the fact that they carry the name of Yisraelim is what created a suffix over here.
It also is a clear thing that even in the future people won't mistakenly say, "Oh, they do this is kapayim letan gorgon mizbech." Even in the future,
you
have to be afraid. Maybe down the road, people will say, "Oh, they do this is kapayim. Why don't we let them do the gorgon mizbech?"
Well, since what Tosfos is saying is that the Gemara is saying there's not a problem,
even in the future.
Right? Because so what Tosfos is doing is that Tosfos is really addressing that question, right? That and well, see, I'm taking out the Tosfos. I mean, Tosfos is a shachtar in the Tosfos about this. But according to Tosfos, what comes out of Tosfos is like this: is that originally Nehemiah himself, because of this issue, that's why. And as the Gemara is saying that even if the halacha is that Ma'al Mesis Kapayim Liyuchsin, but that's only if the taka are no issues. But if there's a verified suffix, it means like this. What this means is like this. Is that our whole sugi is talking about when we don't have any real reason to be mistaken that this person is not, we just need some kind of basis for us to verify that he's a kohen, right? Because we on what basis are we going to do that? But not we don't necessarily have a valid reason to think that he's not a kohen. So that's our sugya. So I'm not thinking what I'm saying is that what kind of basis could you be mal of someone from a kohen? But this is a new issue that the Gemara says, a reya cheskayu, that if there's a reason, a verified sophic, right? Over there, so if you have a verified suffix, right? Exactly, right. So then the malin is not going to help you, right? Then I taka need something clear, and that's really where Nehemiah was coming from the first. It is that he required the ksav because there was an issue.
So you're telling me that other families of Kohanim, he didn't ask for Ksav Yichus?
Okay, so this is a good... This is a good
all of the Kohanim, he said, okay, don't go to that border, go to that. You stop! Yeah. You're called B'nai Barzilai, show your Ksav Yichus before you pass.
Right, I think that's what should come out according to this. Very good, very good. Because the Gemara right now is going that really... That the din is mal and sees kapayim liyuchsin. So anyone who doesn't have a verified problem, a real red flag, right, according to the halacha, right? That's how the one is going according to this side. So when it says that they were big shuksav yichusam, according to this, I would think it comes out that doesn't mean that everyone else was able to produce and they couldn't produce. Right? It means that since maybe there were other families that also had this thing, but those that had a red flag, a verified problem, right, a real mokum histapik, they needed the ksaviches in order to get over that, and they couldn't. Right? So that's this halacha. So therefore, the halacha of malin is not applicable. That's what we're coming to say.
Moshe Friedman has a question on this gemara. He said that. Sabbatus says that their father's father's father, father, father goes all the way straight back to Aaron HaKohen. That's what Sabbatus says. That won't help in this case, because the question is whether their fathers or grandfathers married Gioruses or whatever. So Agayim or Gioruses, whatever, however you learn the Rashi. But Sabbatus will just say their father's father's father. No one's doubting that their father's father's father was a Kohen. The question is, are they
Chalolim
because of the problem?
Well, I mean, does Tosos also hold that it's because of Chalolim? Or is Tosos holding that the issue is that maybe they were Barzila, they Bichlau weren't?
Right.
And according to Tosos, I mean, Rashi, you're according to Rashi, I'm not sure according to
Tosos. So why are they doing this Sias Kabayim then?
Right. You're saying why did these people in Chutz La'aretz, if they bichlal were Yisraelim, why were they even doing any? How did they even come on to any of it? Right here.
So one thing, you asked this question on Tosfos.
I didn't ask anything, but Moshe Friedman asked it on the
thing. No. I'm saying, but
he
what is this?
Like? Gemara. He said that.
According to Rashi, the Ksav Yichas is not going to help them.
Right, that's what he said. Yeah, okay. Rashi's description that the problem is they might have the fathers or grandfathers married Goyish or woman. They explained probably became Gioruses, whatever.
Okay, very good. Right. So what this is a good question. So what I would start thinking over here is that the assumption that we're saying that Ksav Yichas only talks about the father. Maybe that we could start rethinking that, right? Maybe the Ksav Yichas includes who the mother is.
Oh wow! Okay, that's not what he said.
Right, but he's asking a kasha based on his own thing. He's saying it was only the father kasha. Where did he get that from?
Right, that would open a new avenue over here, right? And maybe you have to see. Vayisialdu in other places, right? Vayisialdu mishpachaisim vayisavoisim. That as far as shvatim is concerned, like when you have over there, right? That was
it's usually by the father.
That's the negate of the father, right? But in this context, maybe we have to. To think that maybe it could include other information. I mean, a little more of the family tree, not just the.
Tosfos might have discussed that back here, no?
Yeah.
But they went back four generations on the women on the mother's side.
Yeah. Okay. Right. That's the din of. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's what you need over there. But I guess he wants to know as far as the Ksav Yichas, right? What is that? What does that tell me? This, you're right. That's as far as Yuchsen is concerned, right? Sugi Nasar Yuchsen over there, as far as being Mevarer.
I don't know if this is different from what the Rav is saying, but Lachari, each person would get his own personal certificate, right? So maybe if the mother wasn't good, they wouldn't give this Ksav Yichus of the father's father to.
Okay.
That's how you understand. You understand that each person is a personal certificate. I thought it's like a family thing. The family has a Ksav Yichas all the way back to Aaron HaKohen. I thought it's like one document the family has.
Yeah, but what we're saying is when somebody marries a Gioris, they black out that side of the family. It doesn't go. It doesn't go over there. It's something like that.
Yes, but let's speak through the Gemara now, right? Just because Tosfos said the Gemara we have to work out because like this, because we're saying right, that Nehemiah, this that he required the Ksav Yichas, and he himself didn't simply apply the dinner of Mal and Mesis Kapayim is because. There was a real mokam histapik, right? So if that's true, so what's the what is the Gemara's question, Taka? So the Gemara, right, that if your mom misses Kpam the Yuchsin, so they'll do it. I mean, the same reason why Nehemia didn't do that. So that's there also. So we have to say in the Gemara, right, that we're concerned that people, you know, won't, they won't realize, or they won't, you know, that this sophic, and that's, you know, a mistake will come out. That's what the Gemara means. It means like this, that if the halacha was under normal circumstances that Yimalin means he's Kapam Liuchsin, so let's be concerned that halacha will be used, you know, unjustifiably. Mm-hmm. Right? That's what the Gemara is saying. And on that the Gemara answer is that not, right? And so that Shachmatani Gemara, you know, is a needs a little work over there, but that's what's happening in the Gemara. So when the Gemara says Reya Cheskayhu, it's not something new which happened now, right? Which rather is mashma from the Gemara, right? That the Reya Cheskayhu is something now. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. But according to the way Tosis is saying, that Reya Cheskayhu really is something which was originally, Nehemiah himself was based on it, the Reya Cheskayhu. So, like, what happened in the Gemara, right? It was always Reya Cheskayhu.
So if that's the case, according to the way we're saying, so then why did Nehemiah permit them to continue to do Nesias Kapayim and eat Truma? Because if they have a Reya Cheskayhu, it's no longer Gedola Chazaka. The whole reason why he would continue letting them eat Truma and do Nesias Kapayim is because Chazaka is so great. But now that they have a Reya Cheskayhu, their Chazaka is not so great anymore.
Let me just think of what that question is. So the Gemara is saying that the Chazok is whatever they were doing, they can remain doing. The Reya Cheskayhu means that even though the Halacha normally tells us that we could derive one thing from the next, right, so the Din of Malin is after the Din of Chazok. Chazok is to maintain what you're doing, and the Din Malin allows us, you know, to go a step further. The Gemara is saying
that. Would you say Gedola Chazaka on a Chazaka that has a Reisa? Would you say continue a Chazaka that you know is a very weak Chazaka that has problems?
I mean, that's the din of Chazaka.
I would think Chazaka is greatest Chazaka when it doesn't have a problem, when it's a strong Chazaka.
I think maybe on the contrary, that you see even more, right? That's more saying Gedola Chazaka, right? That's more saying, right? Okay, we'll see in a minute.
Even though it has a razor, you continue doing what you did?
Can I suggest something?
Yeah.
Maybe there are three different chazakas. They had a chazkus to eat truma, Durban and truma, let's say. They had a chazaka of duchanin. And then, because that's all they did in Chutz Lorets, they had a chazaka of kohen. So the chazaka of eating truma and the chazaka of duchanin, there's no raya for that, because they were doing that. But the chazaka that they're a kohen, that has a reya.
Well, see, he's saying that the reya is this fact that they carry the family name of Barzillai, right? That's what he's working with. So would that be right to say that doesn't come into Nesias Kapayim?
That's what I'm suggesting.
Yeah.
Because they were actually doing it. That it's only a reya on their shem kahuna, not a reya on what the meisim that they were doing, but I hear if you don't, I'm just suggesting it.
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
I'm not married to it.
So we'll see. And as I would say on the contrary, right? That Gedol Chazaka, that's really what the Gedol Chazaka is.
I mean, however we're learning the Gemara, there's we're living in a you know,
it's a contradiction. Either they're Kohanim or they're not.
Right.
If they're not Kohanim, don't let them do anything Kohanim can do. And so if they are not Kohanim, let them do everything Kohanim can do.
And the Gemara is saying, and then Chazaka helps to continue, even though we're living in this contradiction, but it helps anyhow for. For the stuff that they were doing.
I hear, but I was just thinking that if it's such a weak chazaka, so that why would we rely on a chazaka? It's a faulty chazaka.
So as far as that question is, there's really two ways how to look at it, right? I mean, that in itself might have been the gdol chazaka, right?
Even though there are issues.
Okay, but we'll have to see that what is, because the Gemara is going to ask this question in a minute. Right? The Gemara has some kind of question over here. But we just want to get out to this piece over here. So again, we say like this: according to Tosfos, this is the what's happening in the Gemara, that the Reach Hizkayahu really has to do with the fact that they carry the name of Yisraelim, and that's really why Nehemiah himself wasn't able to rely on the halacha of Malmisis Kapam Yuchsin. Other Kehanim in the Chanami, contrary to what we're saying right now, that you know he didn't require anything more because of the halacha of, at this point, the Morasali Mor is going on this side, that Malmisis Kapam Yuchsin. So he Taka relied on that. This family, since there was a Reach Hizkayahu that carried that shame, Barzilai, so when this taka or real mokam this topic, then on that the halacha of Malmisis Kapayim Yuchsin was never said. You can't derive one from the next. That's why he required the Ksav Yichus. Now, when the Gemara says as follows, that there's a problem with this, Zok the Gemara, because if this is the Cheshbon, and the Ikar Hadin taka is the Malmisis Kapayim Yuchsin, so we should have been concerned that there'll be a mistake later, and the halacha of Malmisis Kapayim Yuchsin will be applied to the Bnei Barzilai, even though it really shouldn't be applied. That was the Gemara's question. The Gemara was thinking that we should be concerned about that. And that the Gemara answers Shani Hosn the Reach Hizkayahu. So the Gemara is not really saying anything new now. What the Gemara is saying is that Nehemiah relied on the same reason why he himself didn't use the Malin because of the Reach Hizkayahu, so he felt confident that in the future no one else will make the mistake because of the same reason. Right? That's what the Gemara means. Right? Okay, so that's how Tosfos learns the Gemara. Now, according to the way Rashi learns the Reach Hizkayahu is something which was developed as a result of what Nehemiah did. So I would think that possibly we could learn in Rashi that Rashi, the beginning, starts out like Tosfos also, meaning to say that Rashi also agrees that Nehemiah himself, the reason why he didn't rely on Malin was because of some kind of problem. Right? Whatever Rashi's Nusuch, whatever the issue over there was, the Chalolos, right? That was. But the point over here is that the halacha of Malin.
There was a specific rumor about this specific family.
Yeah, right.
That they were married into these.
Yeah.
It's not just standard. There was some Kohan that married. It was specifically.
Apparently, like that, right? There was a verified mokum histapic, right? By these. And that's why Nehemiah himself was not using the halacha of Malin Menesis Kapayim Liuchsin. And then the Gemara, according to Rashi, maybe there'll be just one little change. The Gemara's question was that we should be chayish, we should be afraid of the application of this din.
That in the future
it'll be applied, and in the Chanami, according to Tosfos, is really setting it up that it has to be that it was that even in the Gemara's kasha it's going to be used with a tois, because if it was properly used, so then Nehemiah shouldn't have used it in the first place, right? Then why didn't Nehemiah use it, Right? That's always going to come back to that question. So that's why we're trying to set up that even maybe even according to Rashi, we can chesed like this. That avada, that because of the of the verified mokum the histopic, that's why this wasn't applied and the chemia didn't work with it. The Gemara's problem is that, well, let's be chayish, that being that is the ikar din, so such a problem might be lost. Now, people won't be aware of this. Now there is a difference between Rashi and Tosfos. Maybe this will help us out also a little bit. According to Tosfos, that the issue was the family name, right? So that's something that they carried in the future. So that's really what the Gemara is answering, that he wasn't concerned that they'll be malin because they'll be aware of the Makom L'Hestapik, because the family name was something which he assumed which will carry further. But according to Rashi, that's not what it was. According to Rashi, it's a shalos from chalos. That's not necessarily something which is going to carry further. So therefore, the Gemara's kasha was that if the Ikar HaDin is malin taka, so why are we concerned? There's a big mokum litos that eventually they'll be malin in the kuhuna based on this halacha. So on that, emphasis the Gemara a new thing. Right? Zok the Gemara, that, well, being that until this point of time, they weren't performing as a full kohen, so that will be what will alert people in the future not to apply the halacha of malin. So according to what we're saying right now is that there are really two separate things which are Reich Hezkayu. There was a Reich Hezkayu that Nehemiah himself was working with, right? But that's going to be lost, Zok the Gemara, right? So in the future, people are not going to know that. So why are we concerned? After them emphat the Gemara, but the mere fact that Nehemiah set them up with only a half a din, that'll be a new Reich Hezkayah to prevent a mistake in the future.
And why doesn't Tosfos think you need that? If they think that the family name is enough and it won't be lost.
One more time, in Tosfos.
Because Tosfos is holding that the family name alone is going to be enough that they won't be Mala? And there won't be a toast?
Yeah, so now that's what I was working with. The Tosfos is working with family names, so that could be taka why according to Tosfos, that's something that could always be relied on. And the sharp timing more is that, could we rely on that or not? That's the most kasha was that we should be concerned, right? And then for the Gemara, that we're not concerned. I mean, that's regardless of the shachar tar in Tosfos, and you're just saying that the way Tosfos learns what the Makom L'Hestapik is, we hear better why the Gemara answers that there's something for us to rely on that we shouldn't be concerned. The Makom L'Hestapik is gonna continue.
How did he rely on the Chazaka? Why wasn't he machmir and say these might not be Kohanim? Don't let them eat Truma. Don't let them do the Nesiyas Gafayim. These people might be Chalalim.
So that's really what you were asking before, and that's the Chor of the Chazaka, right? That's the din of Chazaka. Hagufa, right?
Chazak is teaching us that's what Chazak is. Chazak is saying that there's no room to be something to Raisa L'chumra, be machmer. They might be making Isra Lav every time they do Nesis Kapayim. They might be this, they might be that. Don't worry about that. You got a Chazak, you can keep on going fighting.
It's right. Not
like they're doing a something to Raisa every time they do Berachas Kohanim. Isn't that the thing?
So that's the halacha of Chazaka that we're using over there, right? Chazaka is the deraisa de kedin.
So Chazaka makes that they're not doing something wrong, even if they end up they're not to be Kohanim or to be Chalom or whatever.
Well, I mean, they have the right to do what they're doing based on the Chazaka. So even if it's klapi shmai, it's not. But upon them, they were doing according to what the halacha allows them to do.
So they're following the halacha. So they're not getting the lav. If let's say they're not
halal or
something,
it's an onus, right? Whatever.
You follow
halacha,
that's it.
Say it's an onus, okay?
Right. Okay. So now let's see. Now the Gemara says like this: Zok the Gemara that what we're saying now, Reich Hezkayu, regardless, has to be true. Zok the Gemara. Zok the Gemara that what we're saying regardless has to be true. Because we're donning a shaila of malin misses kapayim liyuchsin. But I mean, truma. What about truma? If you hold mamon truma liyuchsin, so according to that mandomer, you definitely have that problem. And as far as misses kapayim, we have an option today. Okay, you tak, you can't. Okay, fine, but that can't be the answer because according to the man, the Omar Mal Mitruma Liyuchsin, so he has to have an answer to this. To this, Elamai, the answer to that is a Reches Kayim. So the Gemara Elam Mishum the Reches Kayim. Now let's see. Frag the Gemara. Let's see if we can work this out over here. Ve'elo mai gidoy lo chazoko. Let's hear the Gemara, right? The Gemara definitely seems to be asking this question as a result of what we answered, meaning to say as follows, that there are two ways how to understand this braisa, or two possible ways how to understand this braisa. The Gemara originally understood that from this braisa, the halacha is ein malin, right? Ein malin, and that's why we don't have any concern that in the future, from the fact that he allowed them to eat truma, or being to do nesias kapayim, that they'll end up on the mizbeach. Because ein malin, so there's no basis to build one from the next. Now, according to that, it would seem from the Gemara that we understand the gdelah chazaka. Whatever the Gemara's problem that Gemara is asking now is only because we're working that malin minisis kapayim leyuchsin. So let's see in the Rashi to see what this question is based on. So Rashi ve'ela mai gidoy lechazoko. So Rashi dekom Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbi Yosi said gidoy lechazoko lomo lonu lochush lahashbish cheskosom. What should, and I think you see right over here, it sounds like it's really addressing what you were saying before. Loma lanu lochosh lahashbis cheskosam.
How many times are the word lahashbis?
To cause to rest, or to stop. Right? Shvisa, right? He's saying, Dola chazoka, you see the chazoka has a strong power. That would suggest that there would have been a reason not to continue their halacha, but because of the power of chazaka, we can't stop it. So the Gemara's kasha is ve'elam magd the chazaka lo mar b'yosi lo malon lochosh lahashbis cheskosom. What should have caused us to be concerned to stop the chazaka? Ki ma yesh lochosh levadlo. What is there? What is there to be concerned about? Which like this, that the Gemara seems to be saying that now once you tell me that it's Reich Hezkayu, so nothing negative is going to be developed from the fact that being Noisa Kapayim or they're eating Truma. So what's the Gedoy LeChazoko? See the power of Chazoko. Why shouldn't we use the Bishlam if there was an issue? So that would be the Gedoy LeChazoko. That's what the Gemara sounds like. Gemara saying
that the Chazoko lets us do it even though a takala might come from it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think the English says that if it would have said Raya LeChazoko, we wouldn't have been bothered with this question. But because it says Gedoy LeChazoko, like this is showing the power of Chazoko. That's where the Gemara is asking over here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. Right. That's the stress. Gedoy LeChazoko. Very good. So what we need to know to understand in the Hemshach of this Gemara over here is this dependent on what we said right now or not? Right? The Mashmoyos of the Gemara would sound like Ve'elo Ma'ik De'Lechazoko would sound like that now that we're going that really Talocha is Malin Minisiz Kapan Le'Yuchsin, and we explain that the reason why there's no problem is because of Reich Hezkayu, we have something which would clearly prevent any issues.
Right.
So if any issues are clearly prevented, so mm-hmm. Now the Gemara has stressed, so what's Gedoy LeChazoka? So what we need to know is that if the din would be Ein Malin, how is this part of the Mishnah better understood, of the Braisa better understood as a G'dayla Chazoka? Right? On the contrary, it doesn't even start, right? There's no basis at all, right? L'chayrim, right? G'dayla Chazoka, same idea. What's G'dayla Chazoka? What's the G'dayla Chazoka? Okay, so this is a point which needs explanation, and Tosfos deals with this question. But you hear what the question is. As many times the Gemara, sometimes the Gemara uses maybe a stronger lashon in imkain ihochi, right, which would be a result of what the Gemara just answered. So a question arises from that, which would imply that, well, were we have taken the other route in the Gemara, we wouldn't have the problem. And because we went, we were saying like this, so now this question arises. And so over here we have to ask ourselves that, why is this question of G'dayla Chazoka dependent on what we're saying? I mean, if anything, we might have even thought on the contrary. Because according to the Manda Omar, that Mal Mrs. Kapam Yuchsen Akoponim, you know, there's an issue with a guard, right? You know, that you have Be'etzem the halacha of Malin, which could create a problem. Nothing more answered. Reyachas Kosi. Okay, so that's not going to create a problem. But if you hold Ein Malin Mitzumli Mrs. Kapam Yuchsen, so what kind of problem could have you had in the first place? It doesn't start. So what's the G'dayla Chazoka? So why does the Gemara understand that if we held Ein Malin, we wouldn't have this question? That would be the mashmois of the Gemara. Let's see the Torah. Let's see if we could look at the Tosfos. Ve'elamai chazoko bishlomo. Yeah, you see the Tosfos on top. Tosfos, and this is what Tosfos is addressing. Bishlomo I Ein Malin nicho ho gedol chazoko. That means that Tosfos is making this dig from the Gemara, that the Gemara's question is only because we're working with Malin. If you held Ein Malin, this question wouldn't be shver. Why is that? So Tosfos. Bishlomo I Ein Malin nicho. That this is, it's good. If we would have said the other side of the Gemara, like we wanted to bring a raya, Ein Malin nicho ho gedol chazoko. Afagav di iko lemechish lebezdin toyin sheyal misis kapam lekotchi kotchim. So Tosfos explains it more interestingly as follows, that what the Gemara means is like this: the two stadim in the Gemara. Let's see if we can hold this cheshbon, right? That the Gemara was mechadish, right? Oreich es kayu, which could take care of a problem if you're working with the halacha of Malin, right? Now the other side of the Gemara, which thought we had a raya that the din is Ein Malin, because they didn't have this Reyach Hezkayu, right? Mm-hmm. And therefore they held that if the halacha was Malin, then you justifiably would be Malin. Well, if that's so Zog Tosfos Pshat Gemara is like this. The G'dayla Chazoka is that even though we take a hold, the halacha is Ein Malin, but the G'dayla Chazoka that Rabbi Yossi is coming to say is that maybe we should be concerned of a Bezdin Toyin, interesting idea, of a Bezdin Toyin, that they think that the halacha really should be Malin. And if it's Malin,
according to the side that
Ein Malin,
the halacha is Ein Malin, right, but
right,
the Bezdin that will mistakenly
think right, right, right. And because on that side of the Gemara, if you think the halacha is Malin, then there's nothing going to stop you from being Malin. Reich is Kayo doesn't apply according to you, right? So that's what the Gemara means. That Bishlama, if the halacha would be Ein Malin, and the G'dayla Chazoka is based on a Bezdin Toyin, which they would be paskening with a Malin, so then we have a real problem over here. Because if you think the halacha is Malin, there's no reason to stop you, and they're going to end up on the Mizbeach. That's the G'dayla Chazoka, that because of the Chazoka, you know, we couldn't be concerned about because of the power of Chazoka. But Lefi, what we're saying right now, that the halacha really is Malin, right? And on that, the question was that why aren't we concerned? The answer is because of Reya. Shoshan, once you have Reya, so then there's no G'dayla Chazoka anymore. Right?
It's not so great anymore because there's no risk that it might come.
Right, there's no risk. Right? That's the Gemara's addressing, right? The Gemara's question, right, was that they should be malin. Elamai, they're not malin because of Reya. So once you tell me Reya catches the Shita of malin, so then what's the Gdele Chazoko? Let's jump over here to after the bracket in Tosfos. Avol hashto the amri time the reich is kayu, but now that you mechadish to me reich is kayu, but lechadshin dim osel asuke, kivan lo yosel lemiti magdel chazoko. That's the Gemara's question. Okay, so that's how Tosfos explains to us how this question is dependent on the stodom of the Gemara.
I just think of meaning we're not worried that we'll allow them to continue to do what they were doing, because any Beis Din is going to see that they have a Reya in their Chazaka, and therefore they won't be model of them from what they're doing to a higher level.
Mm-hmm, right.
And there's no fear of a
Beis Din in the Reya? Yeah. Apparently not.
Yes, that's more like blatant. Right.
Uh-huh.
I was just thinking about that.
Yeah. Right. Sounds like from the Gemara itself, that, you know, that's really what, if the Halacha is like that, and we're not concerned, so Reya is something that we should.
They might be torn the halacha, but they're not gonna do something when there's a Reya showing not to.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So let's see. What is the more answer on that? What's the daily chazaka? Because the more may kara ochol b'tshuma d'rabbanan hash to ochol b'tshuma d'raisa. That says the Gemara that according to this, what comes out is like this, is that the daily chazaka is going to allow them to eat really a truma that they have not eaten till now, since there's a difference between.
Why should it allow them to eat truma d'oraisa?
Okay, so listen, let's see what the Gemara says. Let's just get the words of the Gemara. That big goyla out of Eretz Yisrael, being that doesn't have kedushas ha'aretz, so any din truma which applies is all drabonon. In Eretz Yisrael, there are two types of truma, truma d'oraisa and truma d'rabbanan. Mitzanech we have kedushas ha'aretz, but mitzad sheni that in the psukim the din truma is only said to dogon tirish and yitzar, those meaning peiris. Even in Eretz Yisrael is only d'rabbanan. So that's the Gemara's mechadish over here, that even though they were only eating the status.
Somebody should argue on that about the peiris. I think somebody showed him say only Yerukas are Darabanan.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Rashi says the only has Daraisa is Dabin Tirish Yitzhar, but I think I still brought down that the Rambam says that all pairs are Ilan are Daraisa and only
Yerukas
are Darabanan.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. I was saying over the Rashi. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, so now let's hear the Gemara. So the Gemara is telling us that the Gdele Chazaka over here is that there really is an upgrade. Right, so let's have to understand that. Right, Rashi says Peres Ilan VeYerek. Rashi matches both. So Rashi the Raisa. Okay, yeah. So let's hear the Gemara. So you want to know. So what is the Gdele Chazaka? So what is it saying in the Gemara over here? Right? You see from over here from the Gemara that the din of Chazaka, the status concerning Truma, is the Cheskosan Legabe Truma, that they're able to eat Truma, was whatever has Hashem Truma. It happens to be in Chutz La'aretz that there's no Truma Deraisa, so that's why they're practically not eating it. But to split it and to say that they could only eat this and not that, according to this side in the Gemara, that the chazaka, the status that they have as far as oichle truma would apply to anything which has Hashem truma. That's why even though practically speaking they're only eating truma drabanan, but concerning the category, right, and that's what the chazaka is establishes.
It's not just continuing the way they were doing it; it's moving them up.
Right, so what we're saying over here is because it's not dependent on practically what they were actually doing. Right, right, exactly, right. That's what this Gemara holds. That on the category of Truma, they were being noig, and therefore we accept them as Kohanim concerning Truma. So even though what's included in Truma and the severity of the Chashivas of Truma changes from a Derais Rabbanan, that shouldn't be affected in the Chazaka. And that's Kufa Demora's point, yeah, the Chazaka, that there really is an upgrade. Right? That's what happens over here. But in as far as the Chazaka is concerned, it's one Chazaka. We don't view that as...
It's a very big Kiddush, because there's a Reyes against them. Even though there's a Reyes against them, we let them now move up to the Truma Derais.
Huh? Gadol l'chazar.
See, but one thing I want to point out, and maybe we have to understand why this is so. Even though we're always bothered by this question, right? But like you're saying, if that was true, then the Gemara should have answered that, right? See, the Gemara doesn't seem to see that as an explanation from Gadol l'chazaka. The fact that it's Reya, Cheskayu, it sounds like that the Reyesa doesn't affect, the Reyesa only affects advancing, right? From Mesis Kapayim to Mizbeach, right? But the Reyesa is not something which would affect the Iker Chazaka, and that's why the Gemara is bothered by what's the Gedele Chazaka, right? So even though in our eyes we're always, you know, hearing that, you know, there's a Reyesa over here, well, Chazaka is working, but I we see from the Gemara doesn't view it like that, because that should have been the answer to the question. Okay. Let's just see over here a couple of lines in the Gemara. A couple of lines in the Gemara. V'iba yisema hashtanami b'tshuma drabonon ochul b'tshuma deraiso lo yochul. So the Gemara that no. Maybe in a chanami that the chazaka is taka not going to allow them to eat tshuma deraiso, right? Like you were thinking before, that the chazaka is limited to the practical practice, and they were only eating truma drabonon, so they can't eat truma deraisa. V'chimaskinon mitshuma liyuchsin bitshuma deraisa truma drabonon lemaskinon. The more right now is explaining to us that we brought a raya because you hold. That mal mitshuma liyuchsin, the Gemara had said that you know why we're not concerned. So the Gemara brought a raya from there to this concept of reches kayu. Zok the Gemara that the truth of the matter is that's not a question, because when we say malin mitshuma liyuchsin, we're only talking about shuma deraisa.
So you don't have to come on to reyesa.
Right. But Rabban lo maskina. Let's see, Zakrashi, the Raisa. Vibhoisema, Hashnam Trum Rabbanon Ochil. Right, which is the Rashi explains according to what Hishita, what's included in Trum Rabbanon, Paris, and Yerokas. The Raisa, Dogon Tirish Vyitzel lo Yochil. And this is the reason, right? A different reason. I'm saying, not because we don't have any haychocha from him to this yisoid of reya. According to him, kasha doesn't start. Now, if that's so,
you still have to say reya, so for what we said earlier by the siskapayim.
Siskapayim, right. We're just commenting. The Gemara was bringing a raya to this. Because according to Mamre Malma Truma, he needs to hold like that. And that Gemara is saying that no, that he doesn't. Now, what comes out from this Gemara, if that's so, then this whole shita of Malin Mitruma Yuchsin really should not apply in Chutz La'aretz, because in Chutz La'aretz we only have Truma Drabonon, mm-hmm. Right?
Oh wow!
So what we need to know is that what does that mean now? I mean the Gemara before said that this machlek is Yehuda Rabbanan, right? Yehuda holds that mal mitruma trumul yuchsin. See what's he talking about? He's talking only arguing in Eretz Yisrael. that comes out if you have Truma Deraisa. But in Ochanami, in Chutz La'aretz, there's no Machlokes. And that's what should come out according to this. Right?
In Chutz La'aretz, everyone would agree you're not Ma'alim the Truma Dichsin because the whole Truma is Drabbat on the
front. Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Is that the Maskara? Is this?
Well, I mean, whether it is or not,
Everyone would
look like that from the way they're mitzvahing the Rambam, but regardless, you know, we have to work out this side in the Gemara, right? Yeah. Okay. So let's just finish the Gemara over here. Zok the Gemara ve'elamai gedoy lechazoko the afgav the ikal lemigzam mishum shuma deraisa legazvinon. So according to this man, the Omar, that the Gdoel Chazok, according to the way he's saying, is we have a new explanation according to that. That even though that there's by coming into Eretz Yisrael, now there's an opportunity for Truma Deraisa, and the Chazok is allowing them to continue on what they did before, but it's limited. It's only Truma Drabanan. So over here, there's a Mokum Lochush. That if they're eating truma, then they'll come to eat. They won't differentiate between which truma. They come to eat truma the rice, which they can't. So that would be a reason to say that maybe we shouldn't allow them to eat any truma. That's the chazak that we can't take away from them. And even though maybe there will be a mokum to start to think that they shouldn't because of the concern of truma
v'deila, v'deila chazak. We're afraid that people will mistakenly give them truma the rice. Or a bezin towing? What are we afraid of? What would be the gezera?
Whoever negay that they seeing that they are eating truma, so they wouldn't differentiate.
People would make a mistake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
So they say, oh, they're eating truma. These must be clams for truma. Oh,
right.
You know, I have to
right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. People wouldn't be aware that their din is a limited achilas truma. Let's see Rashi. Zok Rashi. Dikel mikve mishum truma deraisa. Sharei leoretz bo umitzui shom. They're coming right now. Mishum shom truma gemur deraisa. Mashlei hamas lahem begoylov. Yesh lochosh pen yachilum bo. They'll be eating something over here that they didn't have before. Before they were eating.
Does yachilum mean other people are feeding them?
Yeah, that's what it's mashma. Shema yachilum. Right, what there is. Okay, fine. I think we'll hold over here for now. Okay. For helping us work through this gemara over here, the shach v'tayy back and forth. Basic question that this Tosis, if you want to look it over in this gemara, Nechemiah himself, why he wasn't working with that. And what the Gemara means, Reich is Kayu. The question Rashi and Tais is the Reich is Kayu something which always was, even the Chen himself was working with that? Or the Gemara was just Mechadish that the Reich is Kayu right now?
What's Chen is Tosis Bechim Askinan? I don't understand this Tosis.
Where are you?
Bechim Askinan.
You want to know what's the issue in Tosis?
Yeah, what is Lo Garis Lo? He's Lo Garis the whole thing? He takes out those 10 words? Whatever?
Yeah, it sounds like, he's not going to, you see what his problem is?
Not really. It's something about that if you have these words, you only go from Truma the Yuchsin for Truma the Rice, and then you don't need the tarots on the previous page, Reach Eskayim. Is that what he's saying?
The Gemara before wouldn't start. Right? He says, "Rav Nachman ka'omar lo." Why is it Nachman ka'omar lo? Rava brings the raya on that. Rav Nachman, who asked him the shaila, is saying that.
That's the reason why, because you wouldn't.
This undoes the ilay temahochi.
On the previous amud, with reich is kayim.
Tosis seems to understand that it's the same Rav Nachman talking over here. If it's the same, so this premise is a contradiction to the Gemara before. I mean, the way we understand it, on the contrary, that the Ibayis Emma is really telling us why, according to that Manda Omar, Malmud Shumel Yuchsin, we have no kashas. But he brought the Raya before Ilatei Mahochi. So that's what Tais is saying. It's the same person talking, so he would be contradicting himself.
But what's Vilav Milsa? What did Lav Milsa mean? He's choizer on the whole thing. He doesn't agree with Rabbi Yitzchak ben.
The Einzu Suges Hashas Imulo Yoimar Vlav Milsa Hida Amri. That it's Rav Nachman contradicting himself. Unless we learn that Rav Nachman himself means to be choizer, and he's saying a Lav Milsa Hida Amri that you find sometimes in Shas.
Lav Milsa Hida Amri is a type of chazara.
It's chazara, right? Right. In other places in Shas, when an Amorah would say something, and then later he would say, no, what I said, La Milsi Damri, what I said is not true because of the following. Mm-hmm. Right? So Taisa says that being that it's all of Nachman saying the same thing, there will be a contradiction unless you learn that that's goof what he's coming to say. Right? He's coming to be Chayzer from what he said before.
And if you take those words out from the Gemara, then it's possible that even Truma Drabana will be Mala Luchsin, according to Mala Truma Luchsin. If we take those words out.
Yeah, right.
And then we have to come up to Reach Hizkayim.
Mm-hmm. Right.